Chelsea Martin sits in a perfect sunbeam at her perfect kitchen table, staring at the piece of paper that's going to destroy her life. Insufficient funds? Impossible. Her husband David manages their bank accounts, and he's in finance, so this must be a mistake. She's read the aggressively detached, computer-printed words 100 times, and an unwelcome sensation roils deep in her stomach, her coffee threatening to come back up. It's not panic, not yet, but it's not good. Would David tell her if they were in trouble? She glances at her phone and considers the best way to ask without insulting him. A text would be safest. He hates it when her voice wobbles. He says she cries too easily, that it's impossible to have a conversation with her when she's so emotional. No, not worth it. He'll come home and see the paper, and he'll handle it. Let him be angry at the bank, not the messenger, and let him be angry later rather than both now and later. She unconsciously puts a hand to her throat and swallows hard, dreading what will happen when he gets home from work. Definitely not worth bothering him now. She tries to focus on what she was doing before the mail arrived, but she knows logging onto the online portal and watching the mandatory weekly Let's Sell Dreams video will only make her feel worse. When she signed her contract to sell Dream Vitality essential oils, she'd hoped it would give her some small amount of independence, something to do, something to be proud of. Now, staring into the depths of a wooden case filled with tiny purple bottles, all full and unopened and gathering dust, she never wants to smell bergamot again. A brand new cardboard box waits in the foyer, her monthly required shipment optimistically labeled Dream Delivery. But after a year of trying to sell a product that's supposed to sell itself, she's ready to admit defeat. She had a dream to start her own business, build savings, and tap into a network of smart, motivated women. Instead, she's alienated friends through the required social media posts, embarrassed her daughters, and outlived her welcome at every party and playgroup, and all she has to show for it is boxes and boxes of product that she can't even sell at cost. Even before the surely incorrect overdraft notice arrived today, she worried that this month's withdrawal would take her over her strict budget, and that when David found it during his account check, things would get bad. The hardest thing is that her attempt at entrepreneurship has shown her that most of her friends online aren't really friends. There's no support, no sharing, no purchases, no reviews. Everyone just ignores it. The only encouragement she gets comes from a back-rubbing circle of other plucky moms trying to support one another in an online group with good vibes only. And she wonders if everyone else also secretly feels this constant exhaustion, this disconnection, this profound loneliness. It was supposed to save her, but it just got her in more trouble. Buck up, bitch, she tells herself. It's just oil. Not that it makes her feel any better. She runs her hands through what's slowly becoming her mother's hair as her stylist increasingly covers the gray with bleach in a process with a French name that doubles the cost. The perfect pool sparkles outside the picture window, but she can't jump in because it would make her hair as crisp as uncooked spaghetti with a bonus mossy tinge. She looks around at the shiplap, the granite, the Edison bulbs, the seasonal throw pillows. Everything is perfect, but nothing is right. Even the snowy white dog snoring on a matching dog bed is boutique, a shedless Bichon named Olaf that cost more than Chelsea's first car because David couldn't stand the thought of dog hair rolling along the marble floors like tumbleweeds.